Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Our program this week will delve into a Native American legacy in the music of three composers, Judith St. Croix, Catherine Hoover, and Miriam Gideon. The first composer we'll be listening to is Judith St. Croix, who is deeply interested in American Indian culture and has devoted much of her energies to exploring this in her art. Miss St. Croix was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, and received her early musical training from her mother, a piano teacher, her father, a tenor soloist, and her organ teachers. At the age of 16, she made her concert debut as soloist with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, performing the Poulenc Organ Concerto. But her real love was composition, and at Indiana University, she received a Master of Music Composition, studying with John Eaton and Ioannis Xenakis, and poet Mary Ellen Solt. After graduation, she received a fellowship to work with Lucas Foss and Morton Feldman at the Creative Associates, performing on synthesizer. She then created and directed the Sonora Music and Arts Festival in upstate New York, producing over 100 programs of contemporary poetry, music, and performance over a five-year period. A recipient of many important awards and commissions, she has received commissions for orchestral works and for several operas. Her works often combine acoustic and electronic instruments and employ choruses, artists, dancers, and poets. We'll start the program with Vision 1 and end the program with another work by Judith St. Croix, actually her Vision 2. Vision 1 was composed in 1993 and is the first in the Vision series, the intent of which is to create a harmonious meeting point for Indian and non-Indian people, symbolized by the combination of the musical instruments from both cultures in the composition. The composer says, "It is my intention that through the performance of pieces such as Vision 1 and Vision 2, pieces dedicated to the celebration of the survival of the native people of the Americas, that we as a culture and a nation become more aware of our true shared history. It is the intention of the music to bring Indian and non-Indian people together in the concert hall and beyond to create healing." The composer is conducting this ensemble of 12 instruments, which includes both flute and Native American flute, which I think is a wonderful sound.